On Monday, we sent out vaguely addressed postcards, 7 of them. We are being told that we have the tip fella on the phone, we do believe.
Yeah, of
course. Well, I was going to say, we found you, but on post found you, apparently.
Yeah, they did. I don't know how they found me, though. It's fairly cryptic, all right, yeah.
We only sent that yesterday at 2:30, and it's got to you already, which is amazing in itself, even if they had the full address, but the tip fella building the new house...
In Tina. Yeah. Well done, Dave. So, yeah, this is it. First of all, well, we'll find out your actual name, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, it's Robert Dillon is my name.
And you're flat out, so, well, obviously, I'm assuming the building work had to take a bit of a backseat over the last few months, or what stage are you at with the new house?
Yeah, no, it took a bit of a nose there during the virus, all right, but yeah, we're getting... And they're nearly of power on, so that'll be the light soon, hopefully.
And have you been in the locality long, or did you go straight from Tipperary to building a house where you're building it now?
Part of that there, but no, I tell you, I married a Tina woman, so she kind of dragged me across the border there. I was literally living the far side of the bridge there in Britannia, in a place called Laura. So, yeah, she dragged me across, so...
Brilliant. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how Unpost was able to get that to you in less than 24 hours with the information we give them.
They're an impressive shower, in fairness. So there's a lot been said about them there in recent times, but Jesus, pretty good.
Robert, we really appreciate you participating in our silliness. We are delighted that it got to you. You are the first of 7, and you might be the only of 7, but at least we got one.
Yeah, it's good to be the first. Thanks very much. Yeah.
Robert, thank you so much, sir.
No worries, guys. Thanks a million.
Take it easy, Robert. 1 out of 7. We've got there. Eventually, we have one on the board.
I love this. If you get your letter, vaguely addressed letter or postcard, whatever it was, in the next couple of days, do let us know. It's just a little experiment. And serious shout out to the on-post worker who delivered that and who gets any of the rest of them to their locations.
I'm amazed. First of all, that I only sent them yesterday at about 2:30 on the way into work. And second of all, that he got it. And the timing, less than 24 hours.
Yeah, I do think, I suppose, the location, you know, Athlone not being too far from the County Galway, you know, it's probably one of the easier locations to get to just geographically. But yeah, the details, I want to find the on-post worker. I want to find out, are they cursing us or are they delighted with the little challenge?
1 out of 7 postcards, the tip fella building the new house in...
Tina.
County Galway delivered. Now we have to wait for the Cycling Mad family, Kilkenny, the woman with the Pearsons and the pet chickens and Abbey Leakes. We'll see what happens throughout this week. But we've won on the board. One on the board, and I'm very happy about it.
I'm taking that as a success. I did say that if any of them got to their location, we'd take it as a win.
Well done you, Fionnuala.
Just because I picked that address. Yeah. I've introduced the element of competition into it, so let's see if any of yours arrive.
Yesterday we spoke to the gentleman building the new house in Tina, County Galway. He got his postcard, and now I do believe we are joined by the woman with the pet chickens and the Pearsons.
Yeah, indeed.
Yay!
Hey, this is great success. And now, whereabouts in the world are you based?
I am in Abbey Leakes in County Leash.
We may as well get your first name because it's safe to know. We didn't want to get too many details in case people thought it was a setup, so on and so forth, to be transparent. What is your first name? We'll go with that first.
Mairead.
And are you surprised it got to you? But you were pretty confident that it'd get there.
Well, to be honest, I'm not surprised because I do have a bit of a reputation anyway for being the crazy chicken lady, so...
And now, pet chickens, how many?
3 at the minute. But I've diapers and everything for them, and 2 of them are on birth control, so I'm a fully fledged crazy chicken lady.
So, like, they're proper pets, but also talk us through... you're going to have to talk us through a lot of that, to be honest. I understand nothing about the caring of chickens.
I don't know how far we have to go back, but... Why chickens? Why pet chickens?
Well, basically, they're just rescue chickens because we're vegans. So we adopted a couple of ex-battery chickens and fell in love with them.
Wow.
That's just lovely. And On the less sentimental note then, the piercings, could I be curious and ask how many of those you have?
I have 17, I think. Yeah,
that
17.
Is some going.
Yeah, I'm fairly recognisable.
Do you walk the chickens around the town of Abbey Leaks with the diapers and everything? Or, like, obviously it's well known that the post person got the postcard to you.
Yeah, well, all the neighbours know that I have nappies for the chickens. And believe it or not, I actually have a pram for them. So I can take them out for walks in the buggy if they want to go around the town.
And do they sit quietly for the walks?
Oh, yeah, gee, they're pets. Like, they go, they climb on my knee and go asleep, and they love cuddles and everything. They're pretty much act exactly like our cats and dogs.
Wow, because I grew up with chickens at home, but they still had their own space. They were still wild. You wouldn't be able to catch them. So the concept of walking the chickens like in a pram, they would just fly away if it was for me. Where do you get nappies for chickens? Or is it normal nappies?
Specially made chicken nappies. We just order them online. They're handmade, so they're specifically made to fit the chicken and everything.
I've never heard of it. It's a lovely idea. I want to know the chickens' names.
At the moment, we have Becky, Clucky and Blue, and we have a rooster called Jerry, but Jerry hates us.
Jerry just has enough of this. Doesn't want to be dealing with
you. I was going to suggest we send a follow-up postcard to the chickens, but maybe not Jerry.
Well, unfortunately, Becky has already eaten half of the postcard, so...
She's like, no, this is my dinner. When we got the first, or got notification of the first postcard being delivered, we didn't give a specific shout out to the on-post worker. Do you know your local on-post, postman or woman?
I actually don't. Like, I know the local guy, but the guy who delivered it this morning, I've never seen before. And he was absolutely delighted he found me.
Wow, okay. That's interesting.
There'll be like a follow-up documentary, just like kind of Tiger King had the one with Joel, what's-his-face afterwards. We'll be doing this in 6 months' time, finding the postmen and women of Ireland that delivered these.
This is some going.
Mairead, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Delighted that it got to you. And hopefully we'll be able to send a follow-up one to the chickens, except Jerry. Jerry is not nice.
Yeah, no. Jerry hates everyone.
Mairead, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. 2 for 2. We have 5 more to go. And, well, thanks for playing along with the silliness.
Thanks very much, yeah.
Garambila mahagat. Delivered to the woman with the pet chickens and the piercings outside Abbey Leaks, County Leash. That was all that was on the postcard, and it got there.
There's a lot to be intrigued about by our chat with Mairead, but I'm going to pick on the fact that it wasn't her regular postman who delivered it. Now, I would like to state for the record, Dave and I did not get involved in some sort of conspiracy. We did not handpick the postal delivery workers. We did not get in touch with anyone, lest there be any rumours sparked by the fact that Mairead said that it wasn't her usual postman who delivered it.
I will also take this opportunity to eliminate all doubt. This is not a paid for promotion by Unpost. It is not sponsored. It is pure silliness came up by the two of us. So we'd like to put that on the record as well. We're sticking in Donegal, and I sincerely hope that we are speaking to the daughter of the man that lists the collection at Mass on Sundays, the parish Buncrana. Is that correct?
You are, yes.
Okay, so what's your own name and what's the name of the man who lifts the collection?
My name is Sadie Bradley and my daddy's name is Philip McLaughlin.
Very good. And Sadie, do you live in near your dad, or are you out of the county now?
I live near my dad, yeah.
Okay, and had you given him prior warning that he was to expect a postcard?
No, he had no idea. I told my mum, but daddy hadn't a clue what was happening.
And he got it?
He did, he got it. Yeah, he got it 2 days ago. Actually, I just found it today that he got it, but he got it 2 days ago.
Because, of course, yeah, he didn't know what to look out for, so he wasn't going to text us in and be like, oh no, the postcard has arrived.
No.
First of all, most important...
He doesn't even own a phone.
There's no WhatsApp going on there. The most important thing, I feel, is to shout out the on-post worker. So do you know the local postman or woman?
We know the postman, yeah. It's Brian Clark.
Good man, Brian.
Sorry, we call him Brian Clark.
What a man, for getting it.
He came to the house and I asked, Daddy, do you know who owns this?
Your dad was so confused.
And fair play to him.
I didn't know what was going on.
He accepted the card with no prior warning or information.
Yeah, well, he turned around to Mammy and was like, what's this? And Mammy knew all about it. She started to laugh. And then he knew something was going on.
I do believe he, and rightfully so, he is looking for a written apology because he brings the collection up to the altar. He doesn't bring it home, as we might have alluded to on the card.
Yes, that's right. He wasn't impressed with that.
Well, we will give him the written and we'll give him the verbal now that whatever we said, we did not mean it. We do believe he's an honest, upstanding citizen, and let that be the end of the matter and no one have any doubt about that.
I'm sure he'd be happy enough with that.
All in jest. Well, look, thanks for playing along and getting involved, and thanks to your postman and thanks to yourself.
No bother, thanks very much and enjoy the show.
We will indeed. Sedi Goramila Mahagotsedi is the daughter of the man that lifts the collection at Mass on Sundays, the parish Buncrana, Donegal. Postcard numero 3 delivered.
I'm delighted with this success rate. I was prepared mentally for
failure.
None. Just none to get to the destination, whatever it was. Just not to appear. So I'm happy with 3 out of 7.
If you missed the story so far, it is as silly as it sounds. On Monday, we sent out 7 postcards to vaguely addressed people. 3 have delivered so far. The one you heard today, the girl with the chickens and the Pearsons and Abbey Leakes Leash delivered, and also the man building the house in
Tina. And by the way, the tip fella building the new house in Tina. Yeah, it's an important detail.
4 more to go. Let's see if they get delivered. We'll catch up with them next week if we don't hear from them over the weekend. Weekdays from 2:50.